Now, Hot 100 FM brings you into the loop on the latest hookups, breakups, drama, and shakeups from the only city that acts as the nation's living and breathing soap opera. Here's Brock in the Morning with Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's in Twin.
A day after he was released from jail on a $2 million bail, the man accused of killing therapist Amy Harwick, who was also Drew Carey's former fiancé at her Hollywood Hills home, was rearrested and held on a no-bail warrant. Gareth Pursehouse, a 41-year-old resident of Playa del Rey and a former boyfriend of Harwick, had posted bond and was released from jail Tuesday night. But yesterday, a no-bail warrant was issued and he was taken into custody again. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office also said Pursehouse was officially charged with murder on Wednesday. He was charged with one count each of murder and of first-degree residential burglary with the special circumstance of lying wait that may make him eligible for the death penalty if convicted. One of Harwick's friends said Pursehouse was a stalker who didn't take it well at all when the couple ended their previous relationship. Queen Elizabeth II ordered that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle remove royal from the title of their brand, website, and social media accounts. It was also announced yesterday that their official departure from royalty status is March 31st, and they're still scheduled to appear at several events as royals throughout this month and next. It is also on this day that they will no longer have an office at Buckingham Palace. These decisions will be reevaluated in 12 months, which would give Prince Harry and Meghan the option of returning to royal life if their plans don't work out. Yesterday marked day number 2 of jury deliberations in the Harvey Weinstein case, and still at the end of the day, the jury has yet to reach a verdict. Weinstein faces 5 felony counts, each of some sort of sexual assault in nature. Most of these charges, if found guilty, could send Weinstein to jail for the rest of his life. And Saturday Night Live Weekend Update host Colin Jost may be leaving the show at the end of the year. In his new memoir, A Very Punchable Face, he discusses the real possibility of his exit following the presidential election. In the book, Jost says he is preparing mentally to leave the program sometime in the near future. And as for why, Jost says that he has a desire to try his hand at developing bigger, broader ideas compared with the sketches on the show. Jost has been on Weekend Update since 2014. That's Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's, across the street from Will's Toyota on Shoshone Street in Twin, here on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.
Hollywood Headlines, weekday mornings at 35 minutes after the hour, from 6 until 10. Brought to you by Brady's on Hot 100 FM.